Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, John Horse, thanks so much for coming on.
Welcome, Sparky. How are you guys?
Doing good. So I was told that you kind of wanted to come on and talk a little bit about what's been going on the station and so forth in the last couple of days. So I think with that, because Gary and I were talking in the break how we wanted to do this, we both think it's kind of be better off to kind of let you just kind of have your opening statement, say what you got to say, and then we'll kind of go from there.
No, I appreciate it. Hey, Sparky and Gary, you know, I love being on with you guys. I've been on a few times, and I'm international right now, scouting, in fact, trying to navigate our way through Spain here. But yesterday saw a couple of things that came out about our team, and, you know, rumors are part of this business, and, you know, I think there's always people who are way on the outside that definitely want a voice and some attention and want to kind of make a name for themselves and have an opinion on stuff and make comments. But when guys are continuously wrong and kind of make egregious statements that are negative and kind of affect our players or our coach, I feel like I have a responsibility to kind of stick up for those guys and stick up for the organization. So wanted to come on here and spend some time with you guys briefly and then hopefully talk about the team for a few minutes if you want. But briefly just to say that, you know, the stuff that Gary Wolfel had said yesterday about Jabari is completely false. And the fact that he – you know, kind of reference a relationship with a family to use that as the basis for the statement, I just really kind of bothered me. You know, we have had a focus of getting Jabari back healthy, acclimated the team to come back and perform and help us and help us make a playoff push here. And he's done a great job doing that. We're really happy with him so far. And, you know, never had any discussions about trading Jabari, you know, and any other guys that come up like that. Of course, our guys have interest around the league. They're talented players. They're young players. And actually look at that as a compliment. And also, you know, listen, that's what GMs do. GMs call and they talk about other teams' players. That's one of our responsibilities. But we had in no way had a trade opportunity for Jabari and are very excited to have him back with us right now and hopefully going forward long-term in this organization. And then, you know, the stuff that kind of came out there about Coach Prunty, with Mark Stein kind of all in one day there for us. But, you know, as soon as I read that, I called Mark directly and just shared with Mark that in no way do we have an active search going on or a list. Joe Prunty is not our interim coach. He's our head coach. And just like we said when we promoted him, we're in full support of Joe and this staff, and they have every opportunity to perform and be evaluated at the end of this season and be part of our greater search that we're going to go through in the off season. And so far, I've been very happy with Joe, with his staff. I have a great relationship with Joe, and there's a great mutual respect there. And just very happy with how that's went so far. And obviously we want to win some more games. And the, you know, the best part about Joe and his staff and everyone that's kind of involved, Troy Flanagan and myself and Milt Newton and the owners, is we're all digging and diving together every single day to figure out ways to win games and have a successful playoff push here. So I appreciate you guys giving us the time to kind of come back and dispel those things. Again, you know, people have comments and rumors, but I thought, you know, to have the team executive himself get online and let the fans know that both of those things are completely false. Now, whatever opinions, you know, our fans have on those, they're welcome to have those, but we're in full support of Jabari and coach and very excited to have both on part of our organization and looking forward to moving on.
So then, John, because you brought Jabari up, then what's the plan then for Jabari moving forward? We know that there's going to be a contract situation with him at the end of the day, at the end of the season. What's the game plan with Jabari moving forward?
Well, Gary, I don't want to sound too vague, but the truth is that we're not allowed to negotiate or discuss anything that we can't execute. You know, we tried to extend Jabari this offseason because he's a valued part of our franchise now and going forward. You know, a lot of times extensions don't happen. There's two sides to that. We talked about that before on this show, I think, and the best part about that whole process was, you know, we had really positive conversations with Jabari and his agent, and we're in a great space. You know, our relationship with Jabari, his agent's very strong and continuing to grow. It's very open. And at the appropriate time, we'll dive into that again and look forward to having him part of the organization going forward. But we can't really get into too much more detail than that right now because we're not allowed to. You know, we're really not allowed to have much more detailed conversations than that until the appropriate time.
When you talk about this team as it currently sits, going into a new arena and a new practice facility coming up this fall, and you can see all the great pictures on Twitter, and the facility looks unbelievable, the new arena for sure. Do you feel any added pressure or urgency because you're going into a new arena to have this team competing, you know, at a higher level than what it is at this point, going into the new arena, not only because you want to try and win a championship, obviously, at some point, but also for fan support and so forth?
No, Spark, it's a good question, and I think what we've said all along is we want to build toward, you know, consistent success and sustained success at a high level for a sustained amount of time, and if we do that, we think that that'll put us in a position to compete for championships. And, you know, listen, if you ask me, if you ask Coach, if you ask our players, our owners, no one is excited about the position we're in today from a record standpoint, but I do think that there's a lot of steps that we've taken forward. You know, Giannis has improved as a player. Chris has improved. Jabari's come back and been healthy, looked great. You know, Malcolm, before he got injured, was playing at a high level. We've added Eric Bledsoe. So we've done some things. We need to get healthy. We need to finish a strong, finish the season in a strong way and hopefully have a competitive run this year. But absolutely, I mean, we want to go into that new arena. We've got the new practice facility. We just want to keep building. So there's not pressure in the sense that we're going to skip any steps and try to win as many games next year at the expense of skipping steps or hurting ourselves for the long-term future of this. But the pressure is just to continue to get better. And I think although our record today, you know, we still have a chance to improve on last year's record, and we think that we're going to have a great chance to do that. Today we haven't done that. We've had some injuries. We've had some other things happen. And so we're not happy with where we're at from that standpoint. But there are a lot of positives that we feel are building in the right direction. And we have a core group of guys that we're going to go forward with. So this isn't going to be constant changeover and major change every season. This is a group of guys that, by and large, we want to keep together and build and keep turning the pieces and trying to figure out how to build a group that sustains success for a long period of time here in Milwaukee and in that new arena, which we're really excited about.
Because you're obviously in a difficult position. I've said before for the last week or so, I wouldn't want your job for all the money that you could possibly offer me, because not only do you have the Jabari restricted free agent deal that you're going to have to work through with his injuries and so forth, but then you also have Eric Bledsoe, who can become a free agent after next season. Middleton, I believe, has an option to become a free agent as well, which really puts you in the difficult position of, if you do keep this thing together like you're talking about, where both those players, Bledsoe and Middleton, may walk away in free agency. If you don't get Jabari back in restricted free agency, you could be left with Giannis and really no support, per se, outside of probably Malcolm Brogdon and maybe Thon Maker if he develops going into the summer of 2019. Have you thought that far ahead as far as how this all stacks up, as far as bringing everybody back and playing it out versus possibly moving this around a little bit to give you more stability past this summer?
No, of course. I mean, that's part of the strategic planning and the process that we go through and the different things that we look at from a cap standpoint, a roster count standpoint, upcoming drafts, free agency markets, things like that. I mean, we study all of that. The part that's great about that is we have great guys that love being in Milwaukee, that love playing with each other and that fit. And so at its basis, if we continue to have success and we have high level of team success, you're more motivated to keep that group together and keep building it. If you have setbacks and it doesn't fit quite the way that you thought it was, then you look at ways to improve and change and make moves. If you know, the example that you gave where guys just leave in free agency, which I think is highly unlikely because, again, these guys, you know, love the organization. They love playing with each other. And if we're winning, we're gonna want to keep them. But in that example, if guys leave, it's not like you're left with, you know, Giannis and Malcolm and our young core and no way to replace them. If those guys leave, that represents cap space and flexibility and ways to keep, you know, building the team in other ways. But that's not our goal. Our goal, again, is we like this core group of guys. We want to keep building, want to have a high level of team success, and we want to figure out a way to keep it together.
You know, John, you also brought up that whole thing yesterday. I think it was with Alex Lazzari with the whole Twitter thing. And so, you know, and I get what you're saying. And for us on social network, we you're never going to win that game. And you're right about what you're saying. Pronte is your guy. And you're rolling with him. He is your head coach. I think a lot of people were upset calling us was just about that the Bucks don't have a plan if this doesn't work out. And I know what he's saying is that he is our guy. But every team or every organization or every Fortune 500 company has a plan in place if things don't work out.
Yeah, Gary, listen, there's a big difference, as you know, there's a big difference between actively searching and having a list of guys and talking to them, and none of the names on the list, by the way, are any guys that have been discussed internally, externally until this point. So, again, we don't know how that report came out, but there's a big difference between doing that, you know, what was written yesterday, or having a plan in a contingency situation. And, of course, I think we function at a really high level professionally in terms of planning and process and things like that. We're going to continue to get better at it. Of course, you're going to have a plan in place as a contingency plan. You're going to have the dynamics of a plan and what that looks like, what a search looks like, what are the things that we want to accomplish, you know, what does the coach look like, what are the characteristics of a staff, you know, what is the size of staff. All those things are part of a plan that you have in place. Who that coach is to be determined. And all we've ever told Joe is that we have full support of him throughout this season and going beyond, and that as the season closes, he and his staff have every opportunity to be part of that process and that search, and that's the truth. And we're not going to go any deeper into that process or that search or that plan until after the season's over, because we want to support our coach. We want to finish the season as strong as we possibly can, and we want to make our evaluation at that time. But it's not like, you know, the season ends and now we just start scrambling trying to figure out what to do. Of course, that's not the case.
Right, John, because it's probably prudent that at the end of every season, most everybody is evaluated, correct?
Absolutely.
Right.
Players, coaches, general managers, everyone in any good business, in any good professional, I think, wants to be evaluated. They want to understand where they can get better, what they can do differently, what their roles are now and going forward. And so, absolutely, Gary. I mean, that's just part of not even professional sports, any successful business, I believe.
I got a question for you, because it's always kind of – something that's stuck in my craw a little, because I didn't really understand it. And since we got you on the phone, we'll ask you. So when Jason Kidd is let go and you bring in Joe Prunty to be head coach for the rest of the year, at the press conference you had said that, you know, we'd get back to us later on what Joe Prunty's role would be going forward. And then later that night we find out Joe Prunty is going to be the interim coach for the rest of the year, kind of as the game is going on. It said, in that time frame, did you or anybody in the organization try to reach out for a different person to come in to try and coach this team for the rest of the year before you decided on Prunty to be the interim coach the rest of the year?
No, absolutely not, Sparky. Good question. But I think really that really just came down to timing, logistics, and communication with coach and ownership and myself. And so I just think that, unfortunately, that was a result of bad timing, how that was communicated. But no, like Joe, as we went in and made the decision with Jason, we knew the direction we were going to go with Joe. We just hadn't decided exactly how we wanted to communicate that and when. So, no, there was no – that didn't represent any indecision what our next step was at all with Joe.
How do you feel team chemistry is with this team right now?
I think it's actually in a really good place. You know, I think we went through a tough stretch schedule-wise. And unfortunately for us, I think that we had some injuries that lined up with the tough stretch schedule-wise. We're getting closer to health. Our guys have gotten through that, you know, I think by and large. And like I said, none of us are happy with exactly the results that we had through that stretch. But we are happy, you know, with the opportunity that we have in front of us and looking forward to a strong finish here in these last 12 games of the season and into the playoffs. And so I think our guys are all very much aligned in knowing what they have to do and how they have to be together and feel confident in their ability to compete with anyone in this conference. And we're looking forward to finishing the season strong and getting into the playoffs.
We always ask for people on Twitter to use the hashtag
AskCourse. Let me just ask you one.
Okay.
So the expectations that you have, are you meeting then the expectations? Because I guess there's a lot of fans who are thinking that maybe this team is struggling more than what they should be. I mean, you let Jason Kidd go, and you went on a nice run with Prunty, but then all of a sudden you hit a bump in the road, and it feels like the team is still performing the same way they were performing under Jason Kidd, but really they hadn't gotten appreciably better.
No, I think it's more of what kind of said a little bit ago that, no, I don't think we are happy with the recent stretch. I think we all wish we would have played better against certain opponents and certain things that we want to try to do differently improve. that's on a grand scheme team basis, wins and losses. I think you have to be objective enough to step back and figure out why that is, and also look at the positives that are going on in the season as a whole. And there are a lot of improvements that have taken place. There's a lot of individual improvements. There's a lot of team improvements. And overall, what I am very happy with is the way that Joe and his staff, and really our entire group from the medical staff and analytics and my front office and the coaching staff, have really come together and really try to figure this out as a group. And that's really the most encouraging thing, and that's why I feel confident in our ability to kind of figure this out here down the stretch and hopefully have a really strong playoff run.
We have a ton of questions on Twitter. I can't get to all of them, but just a couple of them real quick, because I know you said you're in Spain. Is that where you're at?
I am. Yeah, it's 11:30 right now in Spain, 11:30 at night.
Oh, my God. You got to go to sleep here pretty soon, yeah. Then. Okay. Okay, so a couple here. First off, the Teletovich situation. Question on Twitter, how is that going to affect the salary cap going forward?
To be determined. So that's not a final position or decision that's been made yet. There's still more steps to that process that have to take place. Initially, the first thing that automatically will happen is we will have some salary cap relief via the stretch. So Mirza's salary that was on a contract for next season is going to be stretched over a certain amount of years, and we'll reduce the cap hit there. And then what happens beyond that is to be determined.
Another question, what's happened to Middleton's defense this year?
Well, I think it's really just a tough question to single out one player and ask about their defense. I don't think Chris is playing any worse, or maybe not even any better defensively, but I think Chris has been just as good defensively as he has been. And on top of that, I think he's been phenomenal offensively. And he's one of our top scorers, top creators for the rest of our team. He rebounds, at a pretty good rate for a guard. And so I think Chris had an unbelievable season. We think he had an all-star level season and really should have gotten the nod there as a replacement player, and look forward to him kind of building on that next year, the rest of this season and next year as well.
You know, John, sometimes you assemble a team and a team come together and you just don't know how that's going to wash out. When do you know that you think you've got great pieces and they're all together, but when do you know that those pieces are not meant to be?
I don't know, Garrett. I've been in this business for a long time. I've been in this role for a shorter period of time, and I don't know that there's just an exact moment when that happens. I think what you have to do is you have to constantly communicate with your team. You have to constantly communicate with your coaching staff. With my staff, I need to communicate. And you really have to have an objective view of this and not be too emotionally attached and listen to all the people around you that you put in place because you trust them, because they're good at their job. And you consider all those things and you constantly continue to look at it and evaluate it. And I think when it becomes, not necessarily always, it'll never be a consensus, but when it comes closer to a consensus, I think you start giving it more credence and you look to adjust and move at that point. But I don't think you can just pick out a point in time and say, hey, if by, August 15th, these guys aren't working out the way that we want in the off season, and they didn't have the playoff run that they wanted this year, and if we're just not happy with how free agency went, we're just going to cut bait. I don't think you can do that. I think you have to constantly talk about it, constantly study it, and work at it, and I think that's how you make good decisions.
One last one for you. As far as Eric Bledsoe, I had the debate after you guys acquired him whether or not he'd be better in the starting lineup or better off coming off the bench and being that sixth man type guy coming off of the bench, considering you had Middleton and Giannis that both needed to score the ball and have the ball in their hands. What's your thinking as far as how Eric Bledsoe has fit with this offense and with this team so far?
I think he's been great. I mean, he's like any player, any season, any team, you have some ups and downs. But overall, we've been very, very happy with Eric. He is our starting point guard. We feel very fortunate that we're able to add him. He brings that dynamic speed and athleticism to our team. Defensive impact at the point of attack, and he and Giannis and he and the other guys have really fit well. So there's really no question for us there. With Eric, we've been very happy and feel very lucky to have been able to acquire him.
Are you scouting in Spain? What are you doing?
I am. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Good. Worst places in the world to go scout. Yeah. I'd take Spain to go scout. If I had to go scout somebody, you give me a trip to Spain, I'm in.
What's the temperature there, you think, Steve?
Well, the temperature, Gary, I think is in the low 40s. And although Spain is a beautiful country, I flew from Turkey to Amsterdam to Spain this morning, got into Spain at about 4:30 this afternoon, watched the game 2 hours later, going to go to bed here shortly, and I'll leave tomorrow morning at about 9. So I don't really get much chance to enjoy it.
So I feel for you, and here's why I feel for you, John, because obviously you're not here, you're not around, so somebody blew up your phone and called you, said, you need to, these jokers over at 105.7 FM in the Fan. Something's going on over there, John. You need to take your water hose and go put that fire out.
No, I'll tell you guys, this is completely, being completely honest with you, full transparency. I obviously track all the stuff that's being said on social media and elsewhere, and I read these things, and I called our guys. I called Dan Smichek and Barry Baum, and I said, hey, I've enjoyed my time talking to Sparky and Gary. I feel like we have a great partnership with the station. I said, like, I want to talk to them. Like, they want a Bucks insider, I'll give them a Bucks insider. I'm afraid to call you guys and have a conversation. So here you go.
Okay.
Probably the closest thing you got to a Bucks insider.
All right, Steve, there we go. Book it. John Horst is now our Bucks insider.
He is John Horst, Bucks general manager on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. John, thanks so much for coming on.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
there you
bud.
Go. If
Appreciate
you're looking for a simple and convenient pre-approval process for your new home, construction, or renovation loan, call Great Midwest Bank, committed to providing uniquely tailored common sense mortgage products since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.